And now to All Tech Considered. And today we're going to hear about attempts to place limits on how invasive new technologies are. We'll start with drones. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing rules for the drone industry, but they won't prohibit drones from flying over your house. NPR's Laura Seidel says if this is disturbing to you, there's a website for that. It's kind of like a no-call list for telemarketers. This site sets up no-fly zones.
Robert L. Smith likes his privacy so much, he moved out of the tiny town of Boonville, Indiana, population around 6,000. He built a house on 5 acres, 600 feet back from a country road. He's worried about drones.
Now, I just want privacy. I'm retired, my wife is disabled, and I don't want no drone flying over my property.
So when he heard about a company called NoFlyZone.org, he signed up. Its website keeps a list of people like Smith who don't want drones flying over their property. This list is given to the makers and users of drones. Flying with the wishes of people on the list is totally voluntary, but the industry might be wise to pay close attention to it. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, 71% of Americans don't think that drones should be able to operate over someone else's property. The FAA proposed regulations for the industry last week. The agency acted after a drone landed right on the front lawn of the White House. The regulations would prevent drones from flying over people, but not your property.